good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. All right. Prayer list: Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Ken Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Babs Key, and Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Bella Shannon, Taggett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carolina, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Marius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike Delane, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, Amy Claw, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potheat, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lisa Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Frantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, and Jill and Jimmy Young. Does anybody got anything that needs to be added to or took away from the list? Okay, if not, does anybody have anything on your heart before we come and pray?
I'd just like to thank the Lord for saving me and for all his blessings.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord too for saving me and him, for all his blessings, for just giving us this place for we can come every week.
Amen.
And get together and love him. Yes. I want to be prepared for my family to go. I mean, thank you. Amen.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, all candles come and pray. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray, Lord, for each one of those folks that's on our prayer list. Lord, the list is long. You have mercy and you have grace. Lord, you have the power to intervene on each one. We pray, Lord, for each and every one of those names that's on that list. Lord, I'm sure this morning there's people on our hearts, Lord, that we need to let mention it. Needs to be prayed for, Lord. We just pray, God, for each one of those. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, for this lost world out here that we're living in today. God, that you might open the eyes of the people and let them see that they need Jesus. And God, we pray, Lord, for each one of our missionaries, Lord, that's out there in the foreign lands, the ones here in the United States. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless each one of those men that are working, them and their families, to spread the word of God through all these lands and to help the people that where they're in. And God, that you would keep them safe in the places that they're in. And God, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless them totally, just bless them for the hard work that they do for you. And Lord, the dedication that they give to you. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you will give them mercy and grace. And God, we pray, Lord, for every pastor that stands and breaks open the bread of the book of life this morning, the book of your word, that you will give them grace to stand and to preach the word. And God, we just pray, Lord, for not only at this church, but others, ones that might be listening to the one of the services. Lord, if there's someone out there that's lost and undone without you, Lord, today might be the day they have their names added into the book of life. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. Thank you. Page 6. While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way. I've got that mansion I've already seen as my
from sin. Jesus does sweetly abide within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was a glow likewise. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain they say from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved me and gives me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Then to my heart was the blood I poured. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast up your soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, Him, for all His blessings. Amen.
Hey, you echo that way. You feel.
he's going, 33.
I've lost one.
Is that the new one?
I started fighting with a college below, a little silver, a little gold, by in the city where the sun was shining. I wanna go on the silver. That's all that matters. Si esa canción de Dios. In the dark or the midnight, I open my faith where the storm hold me, about me, and there no hiding place. May the crash or the thunder, precious Lord, in my cry, keep me safe. Through the storm, pass me by. Through the storm, pass me over. To the thunder, sound no more. Till the cloud roar forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand on the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe through the storm, pass me by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try for the snow of the third row. There's no hope by and by. Better I know that up with me, and tomorrow I will raise where the storm never darker the sky. Till the storm pass me over, to the thunder sound no more, to the cloud roar forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe to the storm, pass me by. When the long night ending and the storm come no more, let me stand in the breathing on the bright bed for sure. In the land where the tempest never come, Lord, may I dwell with thee. With the storm pass me by. Through the storm, pass me over, till the thunder sound no more, till the cloud roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stay in the hollow of the hand. Give me safe through the storm, pass me by.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
We shall all manifest the Lord.
Lord, we do thank you for letting us be here, Lord, for saving us, for being good to us, Lord. good to see you here this morning. Hard to have you.
All right, we're going to be in the book of John, chapter 14.
Bless you, Lord.
Start down at verse 1 here, and this is all familiar scripture, the first 6 through about the 15th verses is all familiar. You know, most people have heard it preached many times. I've preached it several times. I like preaching. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Now, you know, he starts out there telling us not to let our hearts be troubled. In other words, not to be worried.
Amen.
And we do. We live in a world where it's just worried.
Amen. Yes.
They worry about themselves. Mm-hmm. They worry about others. They worry about this, that, and the other. But you know, the Lord here is telling us not to be troubled, not to be worried. And you know, sometimes I'm going to be honest with you folks, it's hard not to be worried.
Amen.
There's, you know, even me being a preacher, you know, I'm not set aside in no special way of not to be, you know, having troubles. Just like y'all, we all have troubles.
Amen.
But you know, I find here, one particular thing here that it says, ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
That faith. When something comes up in my life and I don't see no way around it, I always just try to put my faith in Him. And somehow, some way, in His time, it always works out.
Amen.
Amen.
But, you know, nature of this old natural flesh wants to worry. Yeah. And just can't get away from it.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on, you know, some word of God says, you know, some Bibles say the word room rather than mansions. And just to be honest with you, the most important thing for me is I get to go.
Amen.
They want a room, they can have a room. My Bible says I'm going to get a mansion. So, you know, that mansion might be a big room, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. Most important thing is going.
Amen.
When we get there, we'll see what it is we have.
Amen. Amen.
And look at this. And Jesus says here, I go to prepare a place for you. Mm-hmm. Think about that just for a minute. He is making preparations for me to come.
Yes.
Now, let's look at this as, alright, let's say, you know, somebody invites somebody over for dinner. Well, that person that is the host is inviting, they're making preparations for you to come. You know, they're getting all the chicken fried up, the cream potatoes just right, the right kind of gravy. You know, they're getting everything for that supper just perfect. Especially for you. Now look at this. I go to prepare a place for you. In other words, he's making preparations for you. Now, if the Lord's making preparations for me, he's not going to fill the chicken bowl full of chicken legs. He's preparing it for me. It's going to be full of breast.
Yep.
Now, one of y'all, he might be putting chicken legs in your bowl.
Yeah.
But for me, he is preparing for me that is for me. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
That he is making preparations for you to come and be with him.
Amen.
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 I love that. Because to me that is personal.
Yes.
It's personal. Amen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Amen.
He's not on, now look here, he's not only preparing a place, but he is also providing transportation.
Amen, yes.
Because he says he's going to come and receive us into him.
Yes.
Folks, stop and think about that just for a minute. Think about that Jesus has prepared this for you, and he is personally going to come and get you.
Amen.
And bring you to it.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
This is all personal. This is to me, is to you. He's going to do this for every single one of us.
Amen.
It's a promise. You know, if you look in your Bible, if you have a red letter edition Bible, you will see that this is the words of Jesus. That's what it means when those words are in red.
Yes.
That is Jesus himself talking.
Yes.
It is him, the one that is saying these words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And rather I go, you know, the way you know. Now, a lot of people, you know, like verse 5, I'm just going to follow up. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus has made your way.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. He has made the way. It is already made.
Amen.
And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, you know, all these folks that say, well, you come and you fill the offering plate, or, you know, you come and say as many Hail Marys, you'll be all right, and you get to go. And folks, it ain't that way.
Nope.
You have a personal invitation. He is going to personally come back and get you.
Amen.
And you know the way because he has made the way because he is the way.
Amen.
Now tell me something this morning, church. Do you know Jesus?
Amen. Yes.
Then if you know Jesus, you know the way.
Amen.
Because he is the way.
Yes.
He is the true way.
Amen.
Now, I can sit down here and figure up an address on that telephone on Google Maps, and it can tell me one way to go, and if I miss a turn, it'll give me a different direction.
Yeah.
It's either going to tell me to go down here somewhere and turn around and come back, or it's going to show me another road to go down.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is making this way, and there's no other way.
Amen.
If he's a leading your life and guiding your life, then you're not going to miss the turn off.
Amen.
You're not going to get on the wrong road.
No.
As long as you follow in him.
Yes. Amen.
Because he is the way.
Amen.
Folks, the only way that we're going to get to heaven is through him. The only way we're going to get to God is through him.
Amen. Yes.
And how did he do it? Through death. He died on that old rugged cross. He shed his blood. He took that, when he arose, he took that blood and he used it as an atonement for our sins to make that way for us to be able to get to him. That's the way.
Amen.
Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in what he did for us.
Yes.
Having the faith and the trust in him to be able to follow him through death and into that eternal life on that side of life. We have eternal life here because we're not going to, you know, the spiritual man on this side is not going to die. But we need to follow him.
Amen.
When we veer left or right, it takes us to that wide, you know, it leads us away from Christ.
Yes.
We want to follow him.
Amen.
Each and every day, we want to follow him. Okay. Verse number 7. If ye have known me, you have known my Father also. From hence ye know him, and you have seen him. First, because we have the Spirit of God living in us, we have a personal relationship with Jesus and the Father.
Amen.
We know God because we know Jesus.
Yes.
We know Jesus because we have allow the Holy Ghost of God to come into our lives and lead and guide us, you know, to put us in that place of, you know, where we're following him. We have surrendered. Our sins, you know, have been placed under his blood.
Amen.
We know God because we have a relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
We have a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus.
Yes.
We have that relationship with God.
Yes.
I wonder if we would walk up to someone who is a Muslim and ask them when the last time they heard anything from their God, what it would be. How do they reach their God? Does our God have a spirit? You know, when I worked at Fart Company, they had hired a lot of these, I guess they were Hmong or Laos. Laos, that's where it was from. And, you know, they had these little Buddhas hanging from their, you know, around their neck was a piece of sewing thread and their little Buddha. And, you know, I asked one of them, I'm like, you pray to that little green Buddha? Yeah. Does he answer you? see if that thread breaks and you lose your Buddha. I go buy another one. Folks, I cannot lose my God.
Amen.
I can walk away from Him.
Yeah.
But I cannot lose Him.
Amen.
How can you lose something as big as God?
Amen.
Now we can get cold and indifferent.
Yes.
Yes, sir. But that same loving God, even though we got cold and indifferent, He'll lie. Come on back, my child.
Yes.
There's a way back.
Amen.
Closer to Him. I'm going to be honest with you, church. I do not think that I can totally, as a Christian, as a sort of saved, born again child of God, I don't think I can totally get out of sight of God. Yes. That's
yes.
One of these mothers. What happens when one of the youngins get? They go looking.
Yes.
Now that youngin, as far as a physical youngin, get out of totally out of sight of a mom.
Yes.
But she's gonna go find him. I don't think we can totally get out of sight of God if we're born again saved, born again Christians.
Amen.
I mean, after all, this God that I serve today, He was watching over me when I was lost.
Yes. Yes.
All these people out there in the world today was lost, He's still watching over them.
Yeah.
He's still inviting them to come in.
Amen.
He's wanting them to be one of His children.
Yes.
Lord God. I know the Father because I know Jesus.
Yes.
I know Jesus because I was introduced to Him by the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father and suffice us. And Jesus said unto him, how have I been so long time with you and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And know how sayest thou then, show us the Father. God, Jesus is God in the flesh.
Yes.
Philip here is talking to Jesus and doesn't realize that He is God. He don't realize that He is a part of the Trinity of God. He is the three elements that He is one of the three elements that makes God who He is. Folks, if you have a personal relationship with Jesus, you automatically have that personal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I feel the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in my soul, it's just not the Holy Spirit that's there. It's the whole Trinity of God.
Yes.
Jesus, God, the Father, Jesus, God, the Son, the Holy Spirit of God. Living and moving.
Amen.
Within me. How can I not help but know Him?
Amen.
Glory to God, that excites my soul today's church. Knowing that He lives totally, all three parts within me.
Amen.
Because they're all are one.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
It's wonderful that I have seen Him and I know Him. I know my Father. real.
Yes, amen, amen.
They can call me brainwashed all they want to. They can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about all they want to. But I'm going to tell you something today. There is something that lives inside of me, and I know what that is.
Amen.
I know who he is.
Amen.
I trust him, and I believe him.
Amen.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and also believe me for every very work's sake.
Amen.
Folks, we're all joined together. Folks, do you realize what you receive when you receive salvation? Do you realize what happens to you when you surrender and you allow the Holy Ghost of God to dwell in you? Do you realize what you're invited into your soul, your spirit, your body? Do you realize what you have allowed the presence of God within you?
Amen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these which he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. The Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me and keep my commandments. We have not because we ask not. Or we ask amiss. Keep something in mind. When God does something for you, he wants to be glorified in what he's done. Mm-hmm. Not to glorify you,
no,
but to glorify him, to uplift, to promote God.
Amen.
Folks, this thing ain't about us.
No.
It's about him.
Amen.
And so many times we get so wrapped up in life's little deals that we want it to be about us.
Yeah.
It ain't about us.
Yeah.
It's about him.
Amen.
It ain't about what he does for us. It's what we do for him.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I think we, even as preachers, deacons, we kind of forget that too.
Yep.
It ain't about me. It's about him. And we need to get that in our hearts and our minds. It's about him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lifting him up. Promoting his name.
Amen.
Glorifying him. Praising him.
Yes.
Worship him in the way that he needs to be worshipped.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. That's all I got for today. For now. We'll come back tonight and get the next verse. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, just pray, Lord, that you just bless and touch each one that's here. We pray for the ones that are not. Lord, we pray for those that out there might be watching, Lord, if there's one that's lost that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray, God, that you'd save them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, he lost a customer and he was gonna use it for.
I go home, I.
Back out of me.
Yep.
She know that.
That's all right, I'll. Well, I might, if I'm getting my big truck running, I might take a ladder rack off and see if I can't get this neck of the tree or can take it over mountain anyway.
You know?
Yeah.
Right in my.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, big truck close to mine, or I might, and I'm just keeping it.
You know, soup or something, so.
Yeah.
I'll keep it over mountain, and that way it'll be out of the way.
Yeah, because they have a heavy fruit.
You can only put so many trailers on a three quarter acre lot.
I see you later on.
I had trouble getting mine out yesterday.
Yeah, Christie said.
My car towed it.
The car pointed out that the truck didn't?
And it?
No.
Did you say what my friend was?
To that trailer, but I had to hook the crown bit, then turn the lease on. With both chains that I had.
Oh, sorry.
We just got to there about.
Rose, I hope you get to feeling better, honey. Go home and get you some armor housing.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Yes, you don't need it.
Oh, dude.